Mr. Nelson, wasn't it the original understanding that John Stuelpnagel would be only an acting president, acting CEO, and from day one it was understood he would be bringing on a successor?
The original understanding was he was acting CEO, although over time, support grew for John to be permanent CEO if he wanted the job. And there was support at the time that he brought on Jay that he would be the guy to take us public.
Is it your testimony that Dr. Stuelpnagel never brought a major crisis to the board's attention in late 98 or early 99?
Major crisis? My definition of a major crisis?
In terms of Dr. Stuelpnagel reporting that he thought there was a major crisis under his leadership.
I don't recall a major crisis.
Never?
I don't recall a major crisis. I recall a whole lot of minor crises, which is pretty much standard for any startup. Depends on who you're talking to, about what they define as major or minor.
Okay. You testified on direct that with respect to Dr. Zarnik, that over time, he was heard from less and less. What did you mean by that?
I felt over time, it was a polite way of saying that not that he was heard from less and less literally, but it was a polite way of saying my judgment of his performance declined over time.
The board meetings were held every other month, 6 board meetings a year?
Usually, I don't know exact. Usually, when we start a company like this, we'll do board meetings either every 6 weeks to 2.5 months. So it depends on the calendar, but often.
Real quick with respect to the ABI deal and the stock grants that were awarded with respect to ABI. Senior management made recommendations to the compensation committee, correct?
Usually.
In this specific case, senior management made recommendations with respect to stock grants on the ABI deal?
Yes.
And John Stuelpnagel made those recommendations?
Yes.
Now, with respect to the $25,000 stock grant that Dr. Zarnik got, you say that was tied to a technical milestone?
That Dr. Zarnik got or Dr. Stuelpnagel?
Dr. Zarnik.
I believe it was tied to a technical milestone of genotyping or something like that.
Do you know when the company actually, if at all, hit that milestone that was tied to Dr. Zarnik?
I don't recall.
With respect to severance and the discussions about a severance package, you mentioned that Dr. Zarnik was making certain demands on the company.
Yes.
And flip side of that is the company was making certain offers of severance to Dr. Zarnik, true?
Yes.
What was the highest offer that you recall the board authorizing in terms of severance package to be given to Dr. Zarnik?
Objection. Relevance, Your Honor. Settlement negotiations.
There's already been plenty of testimony on this.
Overruled.
I don't recall. I think there was, you know, during this time there was a lot of discussion going on. So somewhere between 6 months or 9 months or something like that. I don't know. My own views were quite different. I kind of, as I told you, I felt like we were being blackmailed at the time, so I preferred zero. More and more it appeared like that, and then eventually we had to go public, so we needed to settle.
So the blackmail that you've described, that was because the company was going to go public. That's your perception?
Because of the suspicious timing of this, yes.
Pre-public offer, pre-IPO.
Right.
And that's why you think severance offers were made to Dr. Zarnik, because the company was about to go public. Is that your testimony?
I think that more generous severance offers than normally would have been made to Dr. Zarnik were made because the company felt vulnerable and needed to get this thing behind them and felt that it would be harmful to them.
Because this was pre-IPO, before the company went public.
Because he was holding us up.
Talking about timing, sir. You are saying the problem of the holdup was because this was pre-IPO?
Because it was a disclosure item on the IPO, pre-IPO documents.
Your concern was this was happening before the IPO?
Yes, and I think...
Yes?
Yes.
Now, were you aware, sir, that Jay Flatley made an offer of severance to Tony Zarnik on September 5th, 2000, the day he fired him?
I'm not aware of that, but it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case.
That was after the IPO, correct?
Yes.
Isn't it true that the highest severance package that the board approved for Dr. Zarnik was 9 full months of salary and 9 full months of stock vesting?
Could have been.
Miss Espinosa asked you about ownership of shares. I don't recall if she asked you how many shares.
I own 9,000 shares personally.
What about your venture capital firm?
My venture capital firm owns 3.6 million shares and, 3.6 or 3.7 million shares.
Today, 3.6 or 3.7 million shares?
Yes, proudly.
Do you know what the stock price is today?
I don't know.
You haven't checked?
I try not to check it every day. It's a bad economy.
Last time you checked, what was it?
6 or 7.
Per share?
Yes.
Do you know when the goals were assigned to Dr. Zarnik?
I don't know exactly when. I think somewhere in May or June.
I'll represent to you it was in May. May 19th, 2000, to be exact. Does that sound about right?
Sounds right.
So is it your testimony that, as far as you know, Jay Flatley would have had no reason to want to fire Tony Zarnik on May 19th, 2000?
No, I think Jay and John were quite open and sympathetic to Tony at the time. I would have been less...
We're talking about Jay. Let's stick to Jay. Do you have any reason to believe, on May 19th, 2000, when Jay Flatley gave Dr. Zarnik his goals, that he wanted to fire him as of that day?
Say again?
Do you have any reason to believe that as of May 19th, 2000, which is the day Jay Flatley gave Tony Zarnik his goals, that he wanted to fire him as of that day?
No.
Nothing further.
Any redirect?
No.
Thank you very much. You may step down. We'll take our afternoon recess at this time. We'll be in recess until 20 minutes before 3. Please remember the admonition not to form or express any opinions about the case, not to discuss the case. We'll be in recess until 20 minutes before 3 o'clock. We're all set for the next witness?
We are. I believe so.
This is a defense witness?
A defense witness being called by the plaintiff under 776, and then we'll do our full examination at the same time.
Okay.
Are you impressed?
I'm really impressed. You are sticking right to the schedule. It's like clockwork.